Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Rosboro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Tom Hall. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhlander moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Manuel reaches second base with a double. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manuel. Knupp reaches second base with a double. Pafletic goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Twins. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winn bunts towards the mound. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knupp moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knupp scores. Winn moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Tom Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tovar moves to third. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Hall moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Jerry Nyman now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reese is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Manuel takes first base on ball 4. Hall scores. Carew moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. All runners are safe. It's 6-2, Twins. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo is 0-1 in the game. Rosporo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-1 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Pafletic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tovar. Pafletic reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-1 in the game. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pafletic moves to third. Bradford moves to second. Bill Melton pinch hits for Jerry Nyman. Bucky Brandon now pitching. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Bill Melton. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pafletic scores. Bradford moves to third. Noop moves to second. It's 6-4, Twins. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Bradford scores. Noop moves to third. McCraw moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Twins. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Don Sechrist now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon takes first base on ball 4. Cardenas moves to second. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Uhlander is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenas scores. Brandon moves to second. It's 7-5, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Reese is hit by the pitch. Brandon moves to third. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roseboro for a passed ball. May scores. Hopkins moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Twins. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pavletic hits a line drive into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manuel is called out on strikes. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Sechrist covering, for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Knupp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Sechrist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sechrist bunts towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Knupp moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams bunts towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. Knupp moves to third. Sechrist moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brandon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knupp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. George Mitterwald now catching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 7, Twins, 7. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Morales pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Al Worthington now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. One out. Don Pavletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavletic is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pavletic strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing third base. Ron Hansen now playing first base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Reese hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first, with Sechrist covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 7. The Twins will come to bat. Cisco Carlos now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pafletic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bradford hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 7. The Twins will come to bat. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Carew steals second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. It's 9-7, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to second. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manuel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knoop moves to third. Ken Berry pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. Knoop scores. Berry moves to second. One out. It's 9-8, Twins. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-5 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. May is walked intentionally. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.